cradio.org.au, praying that God may bless you today through the airwaves.
An Easter Sunday reflection with Father Anthony Bernard. Answered them, "The hour is come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life."
Easter doesn't mean anything unless we appreciate what happened the days before, with Jesus' crucifixion, his suffering, his pain, what it means, why he died for us, to help us build up to what's going to happen now. Why do we celebrate Easter? What's Easter about? What is Jesus trying to show us? What do we have in store for us? And we'll never understand now on earth, but we do get glimpses of that mystery. And I'll just give you some of the insights that I've got and had from other people and through my own journey. But like I said, this is just a little glimpse of the deeper mystery of what Jesus has shown us. Beautiful thing about Easter for me is that leading up to Jesus' death, or leading up to this point, we see so much pain and suffering that Jesus endured. And we get to the feeling, well, when's it going to end? Well, why did Jesus have to endure so much suffering and pain? Why do these people that abused and mocked and humiliated and even just made fun of Jesus and said to him, "Look, if you're the Son of God, come off the cross and show us, and then we'll believe that you're Son of God." It gives an example of so much of our own journey of how we can go through so much misery and so much pain and think, well, where's the end? What's the point? What's the meaning behind it? Jesus wants to show us something so crucial to our journey and our relationship with God and what's waiting for us. And he wanted to show us that no matter how much evil is thrown upon us, no matter how bleak it may seem, if we remain faithful with him, he continually reminds us and challenges us and inspires us to be faithful to him. He said, no matter how much evil and ugliness that falls upon us, in that moment, God will bring us out of that and show us the light through the tunnel. We will be glorified. So Jesus' death, a resurrection, is to prove to us that there is life after death. There is victory over evil. No matter how much evil we see or think that's thrown upon us, God will reign, God will conquer, God will show victory over that. God will glorify us. God glorified his Son Jesus. Through and in Jesus, remain faithful to him. We will see that glorification. We see how there's life after death. It's interesting to note too, the only person who ever talked about hell very clearly is Jesus. And he makes it very clear the ramifications and consequences if we don't remain faithful to God. And he does it in a way because he doesn't want us to go there. He wants to be with him in heaven. But he wants to warn us about the consequences of if we don't remain faithful, if we live a selfish life, and it's only about ourselves, we won't be with him in heaven. And he wants us to be in heaven with him. So he tells us so much and shows us so much. And the victory of the resurrection is to show us the evidence of his teachings, what we look forward to, and to remain faithful. He makes it very clear too, and we see it in his ministry, how the devil tries to undermine him or to attack him and to throw obstacles against him. And he speaks very clearly and very strongly about people being possessed or being confronted by the devil himself. And we see the crucifixion, the hour of death, the hour of darkness, when Satan enters the ultimate betrayal of Judas, that's a total insult, where Jesus' closest 12, one of his closest 12, betrays him. And it just goes to show you that even in ministry, it's going to happen for all eternity, that people in ministry, they're going to turn against Jesus when they're supposed to serve him and love him, be faithful to him. They're going to turn against him. And we see the devil making the greatest insult to Jesus, saying, "Oh, I'm going to even get you close, one of your closest 12, and use that person against you." We saw Judas become a puppet of the devil to betray Jesus. And then we just saw all the ugliness and the misery of the people just insulting and turning against Jesus. People Jesus showed love, and the people, maybe even people Jesus healed, just turned against him. You just think, well, where's it going to end? Why did you allow this, Jesus? How can this be possible? And it's the beauty of that, seeing him be humble and quiet and just persevere through that suffering, that he knows there's going to be an end to this suffering, there's going to be an end to this ugliness. And his resurrection shows us that, which is so beautiful for us. And there's so much more we can get from the resurrection. But at the moment, this is just something I just think we need to appreciate, that we don't appreciate the resurrection unless we suffered. And Jesus said himself in that gospel we just heard, unless we die ourselves, we do not experience the newness of life. We don't produce fruit. We won't experience the resurrection. We cannot be instruments of God's love. We have to die to our own selfishness, our own ego, our own sinfulness. And then through that and in that, God will glorify us, and we can experience the fullness of God's resurrection. And the ultimate dying is our own final life, earthly life. But we know we have the resurrection to look forward to. The fear is, from our perspective, have we been faithful enough? Are we being faithful? There's consolation in that, because if we try our best, God will always bring the best out of it. But we know there's something to look forward to, and that's the beauty and the joy of Easter.
You are listening to an Easter Sunday reflection with Father Anthony Bernard for cradio.org.au, praying that you have a happy and holy Easter.